let's take this very interesting looking phone call before I tell you how this dude demanded a divorce.
Is this a guy or a girl on hold?
Don't tell us, Nikki. I think girl. What do you think?
I think it's a dude.
I think it's a dude based on how she spelled it.
Yeah, see, I think I can't get a read on you. Lee?
Yes.
Nailed it. That's not a dude.
Oh.
And that's how she told me to spell it.
Oh, all right. How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing okay.
That sounds good. I couldn't wait to talk to you to see what you wanted to talk about today.
Well, I was just wondering what your feelings are about telephone sex.
Telephone.
You know, the kids today are calling it phone sex.
Phone sex. Is that right?
That's what the kids are calling it.
Okay. Well, whatever. It's the same thing.
Kind of.
Yeah.
What my feelings are?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you wanted to talk about it. What are your feelings about the telephone sex?
Well, I have never experienced it before, but
till now.
I look forward to it every day.
You've never experienced it, but you look forward to the possibility of it, or you look forward to it?
I just look forward to it. The guy that I'm having it with, he's very, very good. I mean,
but you said
he seems very knowledgeable. He's very sensual. And I do. I look forward to it every day.
You don't have any hang-ups about phone sex?
That's right.
Hang-ups?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you have to have the right tone of voice when you're doing phone sex.
Oh, yeah.
Dial tone.
Yeah, and that's what drew him in the first place.
You really know how to push his buttons?
I'm sorry?
I say, you really know how to push his buttons? You know how to strike the right chord with him when it comes to telephone sex?
Pretty much. Pretty much, but he also knows how to push mine as well.
I don't want to get in the middle of this Pontapalooza, but I wanted to know, Lee, what made you want to call up off topic and just ask Drew about his feelings on phone sex?
Telephone sex.
Well, I listen to you guys all the time, and very interesting subjects. And I was just curious if there was... You know, if you hear a lot about this.
A lot. I tell you, not a day goes by that we're not talking about some sort of phone sex. That's for sure.
Oh, is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
I like that you said we have interesting topics, though.
Yes, we do. Just before we proceed with this scintillating chat, we've all written down how old we think that you are, Lee. Don't tell us a correct answer. See what Seth.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Seth with a very interesting guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Look at SBK. All right.
Oh.
Okay. We've shown them to Bone TV. All right. Lee, how young of a lady are you?
Well, let's just say that I'm over 50.
We know.
Damn it, I'm out.
You're out, Seth. Seth had 19.
Okay.
SBK and I are still in play.
Lee, I had 19, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you sound very young.
Yeah, we're still in. We don't have much wiggle room.
Not a lot of wiggle room. One of us is going to be under, the other one. All right, so tell me exactly how old are you?
68.
Oh, you got on
SBK.
The over.
You got it.
No, you got it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Oh, my dejection turned into erection.
I had her at 60.
Yeah, I had you at 61. So very good. 68.
Okay.
68. That's my favorite. Yeah. That means you do me and I owe you one. That's a 68. You'd like that. So, okay. So how old is your beau that you are having telephone intercourse with?
I have no idea. What I haven't asked him.
Huh? Do you just call random numbers and see if they'll get you off?
We just take it day by day, and I haven't really asked him that yet.
How did you meet him?
Over the telephone.
Did you call a wrong number one day? You were looking for, like, the veteran
trying to order a pizza?
No. He called me.
Okay.
And told me he had a check for $1.8 million that he was going to deliver to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has he delivered the check yet?
Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course not.
So,
but you would have no idea how many of those phone calls I get every single day.
Offering checks of $1 million?
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, my goodness. That's the least of it. Oh. Usually they want to give me $8 million or $12 million or something like that. But the thing of it is, then I have to pay something like $500 up front.
It's a small bargain. I mean,
sure,
small
to get price that kind of money. Yeah, it's, you gotta give a little, get a little. I think.
Do you get a lot do you get a lot of emails from Saudi princes who want you to help get their inheritance from their king?
Oh yes. I also get emails from Michelle Obama too.
Well, those are real.
Those ones are real.
How did it go from "I have a check for you" to hot, steamy sex talk?
Great question.
Well, he just said he liked my voice. And he just, I don't know, he's very smooth.
Okay, so he said he likes your voice. Take us from that moment till the moment where he started whacking his pecker against the phone.
Oh, God.
Well, he would ask me what I'm wearing.
Oh, yeah, slowly.
What I'm doing, if I'm laying in bed or if I'm, you know, laying on the couch or, you know, he just asked all these different questions.
Yeah, that's right.
And
scintillating. Can we play act a little bit? Like I'm calling you like I have a check for $2 million and then I can see if I can get you to that telephone sex that we spoke of? or are you monogamous to him and you don't have phone sex with other people?
I'm sorry, what?
I say, I don't want to give you a communicative disease like hearing aids or anything, but thank you. Do you have the telephone sex with other people or just him? Are you monogamous?
No, just him. Mm.
When's the last time you had the real thing?
When was the last time I had the real thing?
Yeah.
Eisenhower administration.
Week.
Oh, last week?
Uh-oh.
The real thing, meaning an in-person humanoid delivering you the meat whistle.
Like my husband.
Oh. I said you have a husband, yet you have
I do.
Yet you have a telephone lover on the side.
Yes.
Not okay.
Not okay.
I like this. She's 68, man.
Does your husband know about your telephone Romeo?
No, he does not.
Oh, my God. You naughty girl.
Can we can we call him and tell him and we'll give you wrestling tickets?
The problem being, and this will go back to a little bit of your former broadcast, getting older and having health problems. It's a little bit hard for him to be able to perform.
Or not a little bit hard, as the case may be.
Well, yes, that's true.
Sure, right? He's dealing with a Play-Doh down there, probably. Okay, so he can't deliver the goods, so you need to seek elsewhere, and instead of actually doing an in-person encounter, then you allow someone to take care of biz over the phone.
Correct.
It's not so bad, right? I mean, if he can't, you know.
Oh, I mean, he doesn't know about it.
Oh, do you feel like you should, I don't know, let him know that you're doing this, or?
Do he what?
Never mind. So how often do you schedule phone sex with this lover undercover, or does he just call out of the blue? Like, how does he know your husband's not going to be there?
Well, I text him and let him know when he's there and when he's not.
Oh, do you have a code set up? Like, is there a code to let him know that you're
no
hubby? Just my hubby's not out, not home. Call now.
I just let him know. Hub is here. Hub is not here. Oh. He's at work. So
okay.
Would you do it if hubby was there in the other room, but he was sleeping?
Yeah, that's happened already.
Does he wake up from the overwhelming noise from you reaching Valhalla?
No.
As the case may be. Okay, very good. How old is your phone lover?
I have no idea. He sounds like he's in maybe his 40s or 50s.
Does he have an accent?
Yes, he does.
What kind of accent do you think it is?
Portuguese.
Well, I think it's Indian.
So some guy from the Microsoft
from
help desk.
I'm curious.
Hello, may I speak to the lady of the house, please?
Oh my God, this is crazy.
Is it like that? Is it like what Drew just did?
He's probably calling from India, too, because he's like,
I have a check for $1.2 million. My name is Jimmy, and I am looking for the lady of the house. Is this you, or are you the lady of the house?
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
They call me the Urban Turban. What are you wearing right now? Do you have
I was just curious, you know, what your guys' feelings are about this.
And now we're even more curious.
About your feelings. What is the level of the state of arousal that you have right now? Would you say 1, meaning not so aroused, like dry, like the Sahara Desert, or 10, meaning like a monsoon in Thailand?
No, it's about a 2 or 3. I'm driving, so.
Goodness gracious.
So how did a money scam, and this is a great point that my girl just messaged me, how did a money scam turn into random phone sex? Like, when did it turn from?
I don't know. I'd like to know that myself. I keep asking myself that.
I feel like it starts with what are you wearing? Did he ask you what you were wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what did you tell him? Were you honest with him? Were you like yellow sweatpants?
I was honest with him,
And how long has this been going on?
About 2 months.
What did you do before you met this guy?
Nothing.
Nothing?
So it had been a long time since you'd had sort of relations with a dude.
No, I this is my second marriage, the first one was very abusive and everything, and this was like.
Just goes to show you guys, do not abuse your ladies, because then Sanjay will swoop in. Yeah, Seth, a question for this lovely young Lee.
Lee, are you looking to spice up your sex life? Because there's a couple in the Bay Area who's looking for a third for their Threata, and that couple, actually, one of those people is the host of this show, Drew Garabo.
Hi.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Always looking for a party of three.
No, I don't think that would go over too well.
I want to know what's the most exciting thing that your phone sex guy has talked to you about.
He knows. He seems to know instinctively what I like.
What do you like?
Yeah.
I like a lot of
choking,
breasts, play.
A little breast slapping?
What is breast play?
A little gnawing?
Well, it's just, foreplay, but with the breast.
Oh, that's breast play. Yeah, a little tune in Tokyo.
Yeah.
A little
try to make them into one big one.
Yeah, motorboating.
Yeah.
I would put my head between your boobs. Have you given him any money yet? Like, does he keep calling because you keep giving him money, or does he keep coming back for the phone sex?
Well, there has been some money exchanged, not to him, but
what?
The company that he works for.
No, Lee.
Say you have to.
Oh, don't do it, Lee.
I know.
Lee, no.
And I, to tell you the truth, I think Western Union is in on all this stuff because everybody wants you to send money through Western Union, and I don't know whether there's kickbacks there or not.
How much money are we talking here total?
No, please tell me you're not sending this guy. I'll have phone sex with you for free. I'll offer my voice for free.
We better call our friends at Channel 8 to get on this story.
Well, we have a little bit that we call 1025 on your side, and we're consumer reporters here. But seriously, you're paying him? Like, how much have you?
I'm not paying him.
But I mean, he's getting.
I'm not paying him.
He's probably getting a commission, Lee, from the money that you're sending his company.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, everybody has to get paid for what they work for.
Well,
but what is he working for?
Directly to him.
He's working for her organs.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that it's a scam, and I know that I shouldn't have done it.
Oh, poor Lee. This went from hot to tragic.
When you get this age and you're living on Social Security and the government is just, raping you.
Oh, no.
You know?
This isn't good. Obama's
we got to do it. We got
to just fall for just about anything.
I know. Well, we're here to intervene. Now, how much would you say it's in the hundreds of dollars? Would you say it's in the thousands of dollars that you've given to this Romeo?
I say it's probably close to
2000. Oh,
man.
This is, yeah.
It's not okay.
It's not. Lee, okay, first things first. Let's stop the money train. okay, before it gets to Calcutta?
Yes. Well, I already told him that there's going to be no more money. Okay. None whatsoever.
What did he say when you told him that?
Then there's going to be no more buble.
He says, no, he said that he's watching out for me and he wouldn't do anything to hurt me and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
He's not good.
Yeah, we really do need to get somebody on this case. This is awful.
Do you have his phone number, right? Because you've sent him, he's preying upon you.
Yeah, well, he's
praying.
I don't know.
He's manipulated you to the point where you feel like you need this in your life, and we want to intervene. I want to help you out. If you are addicted to the telephone sex, we can find someone to provide that for you in a discreet way.
Oh, I have an idea of who we can get.
Yeah. No, I think.
No.
I don't know. Giant. I think it's more him than it is the telephone sex, but
you feel that connection to him. Well, that's how they do. They establish that connection with you,
and we can upgrade you to real sex.
Lee, we got to stop the money train. I hate to think about you being taken advantage of like that. Being taken advantage of sexually, that's fine, but being taken advantage of from a financial perspective, I hate to think about you losing your money over this whole deal. Do you feel addicted to it?
Probably.
Okay. All right. What can we do to help? I want to help you. I mean, when I was a teenager, I spent about $1,000 on the phone sex because I was addicted to it too. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. 900 numbers.
Yeah, they got me. The 1-800 numbers were even worse. I couldn't do 1-900 because I lived at home and I wouldn't come to my parents. So I got my credit card and I'd call like 1-800-GET-LAID and I thought the girls liked me. So Lee, I am simpatico with you on this one. I feel like I can help lift you out of this this addiction. How many times a week are you sending money to him and calling him for the phone sex?
Well, he usually calls me every day.
Man.
But I don't send money every day. I mean, I feel it's winding down.
All right.
But the other reason that I am so very vulnerable is that I have been very, very ill this year. I've had 6 mini strokes. Oh. I've had, I was diagnosed with skin cancer. Then I had what's called a loop recorder embedded in my chest for atrial fib, and then I had 5 stents put in my heart.
Goodness.
And I just got out of the hospital for surgery because I had had diverticulitis.
Oh, man.
Goodness gracious.
And
that is no
joke. I had a 16-pound tumor removed from my pelvic area. So
I'm sorry,
it's
did
been
you
a
say
real bad year.
Well, it sounds like it. 16-pound tumor.
I've been really down.
Well, Lee, listen, we're here to help you. If you're just tuning in right now, Lee called us to ask a question about phone sex, and we stumbled upon the fact that she is being, in my opinion, victimized by a phone center in probably New Delhi or Calcutta where an Indian gentleman is soliciting money, and you have struck up somewhat of a relationship via phone with this fellow.
This is the craziest scam I've ever heard of. Do you think the scam they're running is they call seniors and then they try to lure them into phone sex? Or do you think this just accidentally happened and he's able to get money off of it?
I think, this is just my hypothesis, I think they will go after her money by any means necessary and that they are trained to extort money out of you using any methods available. Once he asked you what you were wearing and you responded favorably to that, he realized, okay, I can get this lady's money by getting to the boob play that she loves so much.
But to answer her original question, I don't think, Lee, you're wrong. There's no shame with the phone sex.
No.
But the money part is no.
Right. I there's nothing wrong with having a little fun on the phone. There's plenty wrong with this scumbag getting money out of you. And,
right.
Yeah, Seth?
Would you like somebody to help you get your money back?
Well, I think I need to think about this
like
overnight.
Sure.
And then give you a call back. It was like a spur of the moment thing, and I really need to think about it.
Okay, we're not looking to force you into anything. We're not looking to intervene if we're not wanted. We just want to let you know that we are on your side. And that
I appreciate that.
And whatever, we have resources available to us. So whatever we need to do to help, whatever we can do to help, we are all about it. Would you be comfortable and I wouldn't contact the guy, but I have sources. Would you be comfortable giving us the number that you use to contact this guy? And if you're not, totally cool, I'll let you go. But would you be comfortable with that? We wouldn't say that it came from you.
Uh-huh. Well, not right at this point.
Okay, that's totally fine. It's your life, and you have every right to live it the way you see fit.
But when you're ready, we have dogs that will eat his face. Okay, just want to throw that out there.
And Drew, if she's getting a bit worked up later, why don't you give her your cell phone number?
Sure thing. It's 813-720. No, but seriously, Lee, if you do find yourself in a time of need, we have many male hosts on this radio station who are proficient in the art of satisfying women.
With a whole range of voices, okay. Too.
Right. Say if you like a dumb voice, you got me. If you like a sexier voice, you got Johnny B. You got a cat named Mo if you want to make things a little bit whiter.
We can do character voices as well.
Right. For example, if you wanted to have phone sex with Rocky, you could just call me and up, and I'd be like, hey, you know, I'll take those boobs and I'll treat them like a side of beef, you know? I'll punch them around a little bit, you know? Maybe like Bane from A Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, forget about that Indian fellow and let me just put my mask against your nipple.
Perhaps you wanted to have phone sex with Kermit the Frog. I'm here for you.
Hello, I'm not a lizard, just so everybody knows I'm drinking tea.
So really, an array of options are available to you, Lee.
Okay.
But in all seriousness, I think there was a reason that you made this phone call today. We are here to help you. Nikki, did you take Lee's number? She's got Lee's number. Okay. Why don't you give us a call around this time tomorrow, marinate on it a little bit, think, don't give Sanjay any money between now and then. Think about it, and if you need help, just reach out. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and just take some time and think about it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Lee, thank you for an unbelievably compelling phone call, and I hope you know that we're on your side. Thank you, Lee.
I do. Thank you.
Thank
Bye
you.
Bye.
All right.
Man, that's horrible.
That is one of the weirdest effing things I've ever, 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 ever heard of in radio.
And she's driving.
The whole time.
And Channel 8 just did that bit 20 minutes ago.
Wow.
Matthew said, this would be a great first segment for Drew on your side.
That went from here to here.
Well, she brought it halfway. You know,
yeah,
it's like,
that's true.
The call, yeah.
It's weird that she even called to ask our opinions on phone sex in the first place.
My theory, she needed help. She didn't know how to ask for help.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the introduction.
Right.
But what's really insane is that she's had so many health problems, obviously very pricey, but still would give this guy money.
Well, when you got that addiction, they have a way of getting it out of you, dude.
I'm glad that she trusted us, you know, enough to call us like we're her three grandsons.
That's what I was thinking. She could be the official grandma of Drew Garabo Live.
Well, she certainly meets the qualifications. Very easily duped and horny.
I cannot believe people get scammed. And I offered to help her get her money back, and I know.
She said they call her all the time.
Yeah, we got a tweet from All Day Enterprises that her money's gone. Western Union doesn't help law enforcement.
Jesus, man. Well, I mean, we could do a GoFundMe.
She's got to just stop. She's got to stop.
Easy for you to say. I would tell myself that every time I finished, you know, when I was into the phone sex.
I wish we could get this loser on the phone.
Man, me too.
Why can't we just hook her up with a free subscription to a porno site and she'll be good to go?
That's not what she wants.
No,
she wants
that connection.
Yes.
We could get her a free webcam show.
Nah.
What's the, who's the, what?
Don't be gross.
Guys don't do that, do they?
No.
They don't?
I don't think so.
Well, you know, you pay. You give them the tokens, and they do whatever you want. Gio was telling us about it.
They're sitting there like, all right, what do you want?
Who wants to chatterbait with a 60-year-old lady?
Hey. Some guy sitting there with a cigarette in one hand.
Hey, you want me to be a phone scammer? All right.
Sure, I'm Jimmy from India.
I'm a prince. I hope that we can help her. I really do.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
97X, Tampa Bay's new rock alternative, The Morning X with Drew and Seth. There's Danielle. It is a special Seth's birthday edition. Again, he's not birthday guy, just so you know. None of this is at Seth's request.
Yeah, we didn't sit around and say, hey, how can we make a show based around my birthday?
No, well, you didn't do that, but Danielle and I did, and that's fine. Now, we had the opportunity to get your favorite rapper on the phone.
Okay.
I hope this goes really well, because I will say that one of the biggest disappointments in my life was interviewing Fife Dog from A Tribe Called Quest.
Who?
Exactly. One of my favorite rappers, but one of the worst interviews ever. Just like a lot of, no in-depth nothing.
I don't think Malice will be like that. He wrote a book. It's one of the two books that I've ever read, and he thought that he had AIDS, and he ended up changing his whole life.
Okay, and this book is called Naked, Famous, Drunk, and Stupid. What is it?
Wretched, Pitiful, Poor, Blind, and Naked.
Yes.
That's the one. Yes.
And he wrote the book as Gene, but he goes by Malice.
Well, his name is Eugene. I mean, his government name isn't Malice Malicious.
All right, Malice, what do we call you? Do we call you Malice or do we call you Gene?
Whatever you feel, bro. However you feel, you know what it is. You know, the fans know me as Malice. You know, Gene, the author, you know, so it's all good.
Damn,
what's up with you, man?
What's up, Malice?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Man, we're real good. It's Seth's birthday, so we wanted to get you on the phone. You're one of the artists that he respects and admires the most. My introduction came to you when I read on Seth's Twitter. He was the reason that a hood needed a dental plan, and
I just got off the phone with Danielle. She told me all of that, man. Seth, happy birthday to you, man. And, yo, stop causing the hood to need a dental plan, bro. That ain't cool.
Hey, Malice, thanks a lot, man. I'm 30 today, and I've been listening to you since I was 19, Lord willing, and no doubt you and Pusha T, some of my favorite artists of all time. I've traveled to see you guys. I'm that white kid in the crowd, and, man, it's just an honor to talk to you. I just want to let you know that I really, really appreciate your work, you know. Just not the rhymes, man. All the underlying themes to your rap, you know, the big picture, the family, God, all that stuff, man. You know, I really appreciate that.
Man, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And, you know, and it's only the true fans that really, they know that, for me, that this is nothing new. Like, I've always given you that introspective, food for thought kind of, you know, I like to think that when the record goes off, I left you with something, you know, because to me, that's really the focus. And I just love how this whole thing unfolded, and you see where I'm at today, bro. So I really appreciate all of your support, straight up.
No problem. Malice, for 11 years, you and your brother Rhymes have been in my head. You made me the person that I am. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I wanted to let you know either way.
Yeah, it could be good and bad.
That's awesome.
You gotta watch it. It's a fine line.
We're speaking with Malice. He just wrote a book. It is Wretched, Pitiful, Poor, Blind, and Naked, in stores right now. Malice, what made you decide to go from the rap game to author?
Well, bro, and that's what's crazy about it, because I had no intentions and no aspirations of being an author. You know, Pusher would tell you, I don't even like writing rhymes sometimes, so I definitely didn't care to write a book, but the series of events that happened to me were just so phenomenal, and the magnitude of the story was just so, so great that I knew that it wasn't just for me. Even though it happened to me, it was to be shared with everyone who has supported the clips and, you know, the platform that I've been given. I couldn't keep that away. You've seen Malice in its splendor, so it's only right that I share with you when times weren't so great.
Hey, Malice, did you ever hesitate when thinking about writing your story and telling it to everybody?
Well, yeah, see, that's the thing, you know, this isn't in and of myself, bro. I didn't have a choice in this. And as I'm actually writing it, I'm saying, are you really going to put that out there? But this is the kind of story that you can't still keep your cool suit on. You really have to take it off and tell the whole story so people really get, you know, what happened. Of course, I would have loved to have still been super cool and all of that with my shades on, but, you know, this kind of thing didn't call for that, bro. So, you know, you're getting Malice totally exposed.
I got you. Now, I'm kind of up on my clips current events. Now, Pusha T's still recording and you're not. Is that right, Malice?
Well, I'm actually recording now as well.
All right.
I'm recording right now. My music is 10 times better than it has ever been. I'm working on my mixtape, Hear Ye Him. I'm working on Re-Up Gang music as well, and about to get this Clips music underway.
Man, I can't wait for that. And tell me your solo joint's going to be called Malice in Wonderland.
I wish I could. Snoop beat me to it.
That wasn't me, Malice. That wasn't Seth. That was Drew making that dumb joke.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, Seth, I know you know.
Hey, Malice, are you ever in the mood to bump your own music? Do you ever say, man, I want to go listen to Grindin' or When the Last Time or anything like that?
No, I'm not actually, but I will tell you this. You know, every now and then I'll bump into someone who has a mixtape, or even cats on Twitter. They'll hit me up with these verses and these lines that I have completely forgot about, and when I hear them, or you know, when I see the tweets and all of that, man, it puts me right back in that you know, that time frame, and I'm like, wow, this was some really, really great material, man. So I'm really thankful for the Clips catalog. I think it's insane.
Excellent. We are speaking to Malice, both from the Clips and the author of Wretched, Pitiful, Poor, Blind, and Naked.
All right, Drew, here's a Malice line for you. I'm every color of the spectrum, like Roy G. Biv. I love that.
That's good. That's good. You learned in grade school the anagram for rainbows. I love it. I like the accent on education. That's
and,
nice.
And Malice, I wanted to let you know also, when I was stroking you in the beginning, you really did. You know,
oh,
you.
When you were what?
No, nothing. When I was just giving you praise.
Down.
My bad. When I was giving you praise at the beginning of the interview, you know, you and your brother really ruined rap for me, because you set the bar so high. When I heard your verse and I'm Not You, that changed my perspective on rap music. And I can't listen to something unless it's up to that level of what you guys are putting out.
Bro, you know, that definitely was a very classic verse. A lot of people comment on that to this day, and I think what we did was really set the bar for ourselves, you know, because a lot of MCs, they go in and a lot of MCs can do this. They go in and they write their rhymes the same day. They're in the studio an hour, write the rhyme and come out. But our music is handcrafted, man. It can take me a week or two, you know, to really complete a song, if not longer. Like that special gem, that special line really has to come. It has to mean something. It has to make sense. You know, we can't just throw it together, and that's just been, like, you know, how the Clips got down from day one.
Excellent, man. Hey, listen, we really appreciate you spending time with us, Malice. The book is in stores now. It's Wretched, Pitiful, Poor, Blind, and Naked.
It's a great book.
Yeah, good read.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Also, check it out on Amazon, and if I could very quickly tell you, go to my website, MadeMyLifeChange.com. Check out the video blogs. You'll find them very entertaining, and I just want everyone to know that they are all true stories. Hit me up on Twitter at Malice757. And, man, just big shout-out to y'all. Happy birthday, Seth. And, you know, shout-out to all the fans, man. Really appreciate it.
Much love, Malice. I'm hitting you up on Twitter right now.
Please do. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Malice. Peace.
Hi, Drew.
Hi, Malice. You're not going to hear a rapper interview on an alternative rock station go much better than that.
Wow, that was awesome.
What a great guy he is. Now, Danielle, please tell me that you pulled off a couple of those choice clips in there.
What do you mean?
Now, you know, if I have to throw Drew under the bus when he gets all stroke-erific on our guests, I got to pull off a couple of you. And I would expect it, because he's your favorite rapper, but here you go.
Oh, I'm 30 today, and I've been listening to you since I was 19, Lord willing, and no doubt.
Wow.
Lord willing and no doubt.
Lord willing was the name of their first CD.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying I've been listening since I was 19, Lord willing.
No. Lord willing was their first CD, and it had him and his brother driving a convertible, and Jesus was in the back seat.
Okay, and No Doubt is that band with Gwen Stefani. I got you.
You and Pusha T, some of my favorite artists of all time. I've traveled to see you guys. I'm that white kid in the crowd, and man, it's just an honor to talk to you. I just want to let you know that I really, really appreciate your work, you know. And
wow.
Just not the rhymes, man. All the underlying themes to your rap, you know, the big picture, the family, God, all that stuff, man. You know, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, great.
God, imagine if I had said something like
you're
that,
Danielle. You're a scholar and a Saint Malice. We are rooting for you here in Tampa for your career. I know, and I'm sorry, Seth, I know it's your birthday, but if I do it to Drew, I got to do it
to you. You got what you were looking for, because you knew that I was going to turn into a fanboy with him, and I couldn't hold back. I've loved the guy for years.
I wouldn't expect you to. I think it's truly wonderful.
For 11 years, you and your brother Rhymes have been in my head. You made me the person that I am. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I wanted to let you know either way.
That's nice of you to let him know that.
All right. I'm done letting him know things.
Sure, it's going to make him feel
better. No, there's
much
one more thing you let him know.
Oh, that's right. Fantastic.
You and your brother really ruined rap for me, because you set the bar so high. When I heard your verse and I'm Not You, that changed my perspective on rap music. And I can't listen to something unless it's up to that level of what you guys are putting out.
Man.
Listen, there's people out there like Rick Ross and others that give rap a bad name. I know a lot of our audience hate rap for whatever reason, but they're skilled lyricists, okay? And you don't have to like them at all. I appreciate what they do.
Did you have some of the lyrics we pulled up from Clips?
Yeah.
Just so everybody kind of knows what we're dealing with.
I don't know what you pulled off.
I pulled off two songs that you really like. I know Mr. Me Too.
Don't we have something? Don't we have other parts of the show to get to today?
Quiet, sure. You.
Take no prisoners. Rap because the whisperers choke on your own spit just as soon as you mention us. Champagne corks is kicked by Louis Sportson. Keep my holes in Pooch and Charles Jordan. Cop the chrome and touchscreen component. Mink on the floor, make you hot, don't it?
Roy G. Biv and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I almost said the S word there.
All right.
I like them. I was unfamiliar with them, completely unfamiliar with them until you introduced me to them. So I think you did a great job.
Yeah,
and,
whatever. Screw off.
Your natural exuberance. By the way,